Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Extraordinary General Meeting of Boart Longyear. All participants are in a listen-only mode. To register for a question via the phones, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jason Ireland, Chair. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Extraordinary General Meeting of Boart Longyear Limited, being held to approve the company's proposed recapitalization. I am Jason Ireland, a non-executive board member of Boart Longyear Limited, and I am based in Sydney. I will be chairman of the Extraordinary General Meeting today. I'm pleased to welcome all shareholders participating in the meeting online today through the virtual meeting platform. In view of the current COVID-19 restrictions in place in New South Wales, and as announced by the company to the ASX on Friday, 27 August, this meeting is being conducted as a virtual meeting only. The other Boart Longyear board members who are present at this meeting today are Mr. Geoffrey Olsen, President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Kevin McArthur, Non-Executive Chairman, and the following non-executive directors: Ty Burt, James Kern, Reuben McDougall, Robert Smith, and Connor Toshelin. The company's Chief Legal Officer, General Counsel and Corporate Secretary, Ms. Nora Pincus, is also present, along with other members of the company's management team. Representatives are also present from our legal advisors, Ashurst, and our share registry, Link Market Services, who are overseeing the registration process and also responsible for recording all voting with respect to the meeting. On 29 July, Boart Longyear Limited released the Notice of Extraordinary General Meeting and explanatory statement for today's Extraordinary General Meeting, together with a virtual meeting online guide, which included details on how shareholders can participate in today's meeting, including instructions on voting and asking questions. The Notice of Meeting and Explanatory Statement and Virtual Online Guide can be viewed on both the Boart Longyear Limited website and the ASX website. If you are a shareholder or proxy, attorney or corporate representative of a shareholder and you would like to vote at this meeting, please ensure that you have registered to vote by clicking on the Get a Voting Card button at the bottom of your screen. If you would like to ask a question, please use the Ask a Question button at the top or bottom of your screen. Please note that while you can submit questions online from now, I will not address them until the relevant time in the meeting. Please also note that your questions may be moderated, or if we receive multiple questions on one topic, they may be amalgamated together. Persons who have obtained a PIN from the share registry will also be permitted to ask questions by telephone. If you don't have a PIN and would like to ask a question via the phone, please contact Link on 1-800-990-363. Do that now and you can get your PIN. When you dial in online, you'll be asked to mute your online sound and listen to the meeting by phone. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to dial *1 on your keypad to indicate to the moderator that you wish to ask a question. The teleconference moderator will require your name and will introduce you, prompting you to ask your question by unmuting your line at the relevant time. In order to ensure that all shareholders have a reasonable opportunity to comment and ask questions, I request that shareholders limit their comments to 1 minute and do not ask more than 2 questions at that time. If you experience any technical difficulties during this meeting, please consult or refer to the virtual online meeting guide, which, as I said before, was posted or is available on the Boart Longyear website. Please note that if you close your browser, your session will end and you'll need to re-register. When you re-register, you'll be asked to click on Lost Connection and you'll be emailed a new URL to rejoin the meeting. If we experience any technical issues today, a short recess or adjournment may be required, depending on the number of shareholders being affected. If this occurs, I shall advise you accordingly. Before I begin, I'd like to note that in conjunction with the proposed recapitalisation, Boart Longyear Limited proposes to pursue a re-domiciliation to Canada by way of a member scheme of arrangement. Subject to satisfaction of all conditions to the re-domiciliation scheme, including approval by Boart Longyear shareholders of a separate shareholder meeting, which is to be held today, shortly after this meeting, and court approval, it is proposed that the re-domiciliation will be implemented in approximately 2 weeks after implementation of the recapitalisation. As I mentioned, the re-domiciliation scheme meeting to approve that re-domiciliation scheme will be held today, shortly after the close of this meeting. Please note that shareholders who will be attending the re-domiciliation scheme meeting will need to join using a separate link at the conclusion of the EGM. The web address to access the re-domiciliation scheme meeting will be displayed at the close of this meeting. It is now past 10 a.m. and I am informed the necessary quorum is present, so I formally declare the meeting open. I also declare the poll on each of the resolutions of the meeting is now open, and you may submit your votes on each of the resolutions online at any time during the meeting. So, purpose of the meeting. The purpose of this meeting is for Boart Longyear Limited shareholders to consider and, if thought fit, approve the various resolutions required for the company's proposed recapitalisation, which was announced by Boart Longyear Limited to the ASX on 13 May 2021. The proposed recapitalisation of the company is the outcome of a comprehensive review that was undertaken to identify strategic alternatives available to the company. The company's current capital structure is unsustainable in the medium term. The company has been operating under high debt levels and constrained liquidity conditions, which became even more severe as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, which severely impacted revenue and profits for Boart Longyear. The high cost of servicing the existing debt and the lack of available options to obtain incremental capital to fund business operations have placed the business under considerable liquidity pressure and have constrained it. As a result, the company sought to implement a plan to substantially reduce debt, strengthen the balance sheet, lower interest expense and enhance liquidity, while achieving the best possible outcome for our shareholders. The company and its directors believe that the proposed recapitalisation achieves the objectives and will provide the best feasible opportunity for future value recovery for shareholders and other stakeholders when measured against the alternatives. The recapitalisation will primarily be implemented by two interdependent creditors scheme of arrangement, which are between the company and its creditors under Part 5.1 of the Corporations Act. The creditors scheme comprise a secured creditors scheme and an unsecured creditors scheme and will affect the release of all outstanding amounts under the Term Loan A, Term Loan B, the Senior Secured Note Indenture and the Senior Unsecured Note Indenture, which collectively amount to approximately $795 million. In consideration for the release of the debt under the scheme, two things will happen. Holders of the Term Loan A debt, Term Loan B debt, Senior Secured Note holders and Senior Unsecured Note holders will be issued Boart Longyear shares equal to, in aggregate, 98.5% of the company's post-recapitalisation ordinary shares. That 98.5% is before the issue of any shares on the exercise of new warrants, or existing options, the issue of any shares under the share purchase plan and the creditor share purchase plan, any buyback of shares under the selective buyback, and the issue of any shares under management incentive plans. There is also an issue to the senior unsecured note holders of new warrants in accordance with the terms of the unsecured creditor scheme, with a strike price per warrant of $2.79 Australian. I'm pleased to say both of those creditor schemes were approved by the requisite majority of creditors at the creditor scheme meetings held on 31 August. Also, now going to other elements of the recapitalisation. Firstly, the company will refinance certain existing working capital facilities, being the incremental finance facility and the existing backstop ABL, pursuant to the exit finance facility, which has been negotiated. Second, the company proposes to undertake a 20-for-1 share consolidation to reduce the number of shares on issue. That consolidation will be effected prior to the issue of any new shares under the creditor schemes, share purchase schemes, and creditor share purchase option. It will also be completed prior to the completion of any buyback of shares under the selective buyback. Third, the company has offered shareholders of Boart Longyear the opportunity to further invest in Boart Longyear Limited in accordance with the share purchase plan, up to an aggregate cap of $2.5 million. The issue price of shares under the share purchase plan is $2.48 Australian per share, which is calculated on a post share consolidation basis and is the same price as the implied price of shares issued to creditors under the creditor scheme, and the same price as shares will be issued to creditors under the creditor share purchase option should it be taken up. The share purchase plan offer period closed on the 6th of September 2021. The company received applications from shareholders for, in aggregate, 870,105 shares, which equals an aggregate subscription amount of 2,158,000. The fourth element of the recapitalisation is that under the terms of the creditor scheme, the senior unsecured note holders, holders of the Term Loan A debt, Term Loan B debt, and senior secured note holders will also have the opportunity to purchase shares at a price of $2.48 Australian per share. That offer is up to an aggregate cap of $2.5 million, plus any unsubscribed amount under the share purchase plan pursuant to the creditor's share purchase option. The company has not received any elections from creditors to participate in that creditor share purchase plan. And finally, the company has provided certain eligible small shareholders of Boart Longyear Limited with the option to sell their shares back to the company under the selective buyback. The selective buyback is conditional upon the approval of that selective buyback at this meeting, the creditor scheme becoming affected, and shareholders approving the re-domiciliation scheme at the re-domiciliation scheme meeting later today. The selective buyback tender period closed on the 6th of September. The company has received tenders from eligible shareholders for an aggregate of 2,562 shares, which is expressed on the post-share consolidation basis. Further information about the proposed recapitalisation is contained in the Notice of Extraordinary General Meeting and Explanatory Statement. The Notice of EGM and Explanatory Statement was released to the ASX on 29 July 2021, and Boart Longyear shareholders were also sent an email or letter on 5 August 2021 with a copy of those documents or details of the web address where they could be viewed and downloaded. The company's independent directors, comprising all of the company's directors other than Mr. Connor Toshilin and Mr. Reuben McDougall, unanimously recommend that the shareholders vote in favour of resolutions 1 to 6, which I will from here on refer to as the recapitalisation resolutions. And each of the independent directors believe that the recapitalisation resolutions are in the best interest of the company and its shareholders. Each director has provided proxies to vote all of their shares in favour of the recapitalisation resolutions. Shareholders should be aware that the recapitalisation resolutions are interconditional, so all of the recapitalisation resolutions must be passed for the recapitalisation to proceed. The directors are also unanimously recommending that shareholders vote in favour of the resolution to approve the selective buyback. The Notice of Extraordinary General Meeting and the Explanatory Statement includes an independent expert's report prepared by KPMG Financial Advisory Services Australia Proprietary Limited in relation to that recapitalisation. The independent expert has concluded that the recapitalisation is fair and reasonable to shareholders who are not associated with the creditors in the absence. Well, fair and reasonable to the shareholders who are not associated with the creditors in the absence of a superior proposal. I'll now talk a little bit about voting for the meeting. Voting on all resolutions at this meeting will be conducted by a poll. The poll will be conducted by our share registry, Link Market Services. Shareholders, as well as their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives who are attending the meeting, can vote on each of the resolutions at any time during the meeting. Before voting, the company encourages you to remind yourselves of the voting exclusions that apply to certain of the resolutions to be approved today. Those exclusions will come up on the screen as we go to each resolution. If there is a particular shareholder or proxy, attorney or corporate representative of a shareholder who is attending the meeting who would like to vote but has not registered to vote, please click on the Get a Voting Card button at the bottom of your screen to register to vote. As outlined in the virtual meeting online guide, to submit a full vote on a resolution, ensure you are in the Full Vote tab. Place your vote by clicking on the For, Against or Abstain voting button. To submit a partial vote on a resolution, ensure you are in the Partial Vote tab. You can enter the number of votes you wish to submit. The total amount of votes that you are entitled to vote for will be listed under each resolution. When you enter the number of votes, it will automatically tally how many votes you have left. If you are submitting a partial vote and do not use all of your entitled votes, the unvoted portion will be submitted as no instruction and therefore will not be counted. Once you have finished voting on the resolution, scroll down to the bottom of the box and click on Submit Vote or Submit Partial Vote. You can edit your voting card at any point while voting is open by clicking on Edit Card. This will reopen the voting card with any previous votes made. Once voting has been closed, submitted voting cards cannot be changed. Online voting will end at the close of this meeting. Okay, so we'll now move to the formal part of the meeting. So, the first resolution for today's meeting relates to the issue of shares to Centrebridge or its affiliates. I won't read out the resolution, it is now on your screen. As I mentioned before, there is also the voting exclusions displayed on your screen now. Okay. There have been proxy votes received by the company prior to the meeting, so I'm going to now display the outcome of those proxy votes. You should all now have the proxy results for Resolution 1 on your screen. Okay. We'll now move to Resolution 2, Resolution 2 is for the approval of issue of shares and the acquisition of those shares by the ad hoc lender group. That resolution is now on your screen, as is the voting exclusions relating to that resolution. Okay, we'll now display the proxy voting for that resolution, which has been received prior to the meeting. Those results should now be displayed on your screen. Okay, we'll move to Resolution 3. Resolution 3 relates to the actual issue of the shares and the new warrants, which will be acquired under the various elements of the recapitalisation. Resolution 3 should be now displayed on your screen, as are the various voting exclusions. We'll now move to the proxy results for Resolution 3. They should be now on your screen. Okay, we'll now move to Resolution 4. Resolution 4 relates to the consolidation of shares from 20 to 1. Resolution 4 should be now displayed on your screen. There are no applicable voting exclusions for Resolution 4. We now will display the proxy results received by the company prior to the meeting. Okay, we'll now move to Resolution 5. Resolution 5 relates to the issue of shares under the share purchase plan for shareholders. That resolution is now on your screen along with relevant voting exclusions. We'll now move to the proxy results received by the company prior to the meeting. Okay, we will now move to Resolution 6. Resolution 6 relates to the shares to be issued to creditors who choose to take up the option under the additional purchase of shares offered to creditors. We'll display the results of proxy votes for that resolution on the screen now. Okay. We'll move now to Resolution 7. Resolution 7 relates to the approval for the selective buyback for small shareholders. The resolution is now displayed on your screen along with the relevant voting exclusion. And now we will display the results of proxy votes submitted prior to the meeting for Resolution 7. Okay, so we'll now move to of an explanation of each of those resolutions again and their requisite majority. Resolutions 1 to 6, the recapitalisation resolutions, must be supported by greater than 50% of the votes cast on each resolution. As the recapitalisation resolutions are interconditional, they must all be passed for the recapitalisation to proceed. Resolution 7, which relates to the selective buyback of shares, must be supported by at least 75% of the votes cast on Resolution 7. As Chairman, I'll be voting all proxies which are expressed to be at the Chairman's discretion. I'll be voting those in favour of the recapitalisation resolutions and in favour of the selective buyback resolution. As I mentioned earlier, each director has provided proxies which direct their shares to be voted in favour of all the resolutions. I'll now proceed to questions. As I said earlier, I'll endeavour to answer all questions from shareholders, but please note that all questions are not guaranteed to be answered. Please note that only shareholders or their proxies, attorneys or corporate representatives are entitled to ask questions. Does anyone have any questions relating to recapitalisation or selective buyback? If you have questions, please use the Ask a Question button at the bottom of your screen. Or as I said earlier, any shareholder who has received a PIN from Link may also now ask their question by telephone. I'll address the telephone questions first. Operator, do we have any telephone questions?
Thank you. There are no questions from phone participants at this time.
Thank you. We have received at least one question prior to the shareholders' meeting, which I'll now ask Phil Mackey to read out, and I'll address the question.
Thank you, Chairman. We've received one question prior to the commencement of today's meeting from Gary and Dale Hart, and the question was, my holding has been seen a share price decline by 99.99% after share splits and the continued price decline. My holding price needs to see a recovery of over $1,000. Do you see the price will ever recover in our lifetimes?
Thanks for the question. It's a question about future share price, so I can't guarantee that that will happen. I do know that this recapitalisation scheme is the best chance possible for shareholders to recover value. Do we have any other questions online?
Chairman, we have not received any questions through the online platform during the course of today's meeting.
Thank you. Okay. So, the final thing for us is to just allow another 5 minutes for shareholders to submit their votes. If you have any questions in relation to the submission of the vote, please send them through now via the online function or call the Link number I gave earlier. As I said, we'll give 5 minutes now until we close the poll. Thank you. Okay, so there are now 2 minutes left of the 5 minutes that we gave earlier. So I'll just encourage all shareholders to please vote now in the remaining 2 minutes, because we said we'll close this poll at the conclusion of this meeting. Do understand there's another question that's come through from a shareholder, Phil. Could you read that out for me, please?
We do have shareholder. Chairman, from Safat Aldeen has submitted a question. Any plan to delist from ASX?
Thank you. Thanks for the question. As discussed on the in relation to the re-domiciliation, the re-domiciliation to Canada will involve, and we'll talk about this in the next meeting more, a continuation of a listing on the ASX. It's also talked about being a potential to pursue a dual listing. So at the moment, there's no immediate plan to delist from the ASX.
Chairman, there's been no further questions submitted online.
Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes formal business of the meeting. Thank you all for attending. The poll is now closed, and I declare that the Extraordinary General Meeting closed at 10:35 a.m. Sydney time. Link Market Services will now complete their counting of the votes and report to me. The results of the polls will be released to the ASX and the company's website as soon as practicable following this meeting. I would like to remind all shareholders intending to join the re-domiciliation scheme meeting to do so now using the link displayed on your screen now. With that, we will close this meeting. Thank you.